Hey True North, it's Friday, December 11th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to True North Daily. I was ending our meeting with our staff the other day, and at the end we usually share prayer requests and just general updates on life. And that day was also the same day where the smoke was kind of creating this Mad Max dystopian type-like setting for the Bay Area. And I think because of the weather and just everything going on in 2020, we all kind of echoed the same feeling that we feel disconnected. We feel like we're in a fog. We feel disconnected from people, from church, from life, and ultimately from God. And I thought to myself, well, what do we do to get out of it? And we've discussed this before in a previous episode and even in our sermons as well. And what I want to, I guess, chat very quickly about with this episode is so often we emphasize the spiritual side of our relationship with God, meaning scripture, prayer, church, attendance, all these things, which are all very important. If you've heard me or Pastor Jay talk about it, we value those things here at True North. But one thing I've been coming to a realization in 2020 is how interconnected our life is. You see, so often for many of us, we try and compartmentalize our lives. We have our spiritual room, our work room, our friends' room, our family room, and we all try and keep them separated, but all under the same roof, thinking, oh, we can keep track of all different rooms at the same time. But as I read scripture and I just come to realizations of my own life, everything is connected, and ultimately, it all points back to God. You know, Paul writes in Romans 11:36, "For from him, Christ, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever." What Paul is implying to us and to the church in Rome is that we are holistic human beings. That oftentimes when we feel spiritually drifting, it's not just because we're not reading the Bible enough. It's not because we're not praying enough or paying attention in our worship services. Although that might be the case, it could also be you're not sleeping well. It could also be you're not eating well. It could be you're watching too much TV. It could be you're not getting out enough. You see, what Paul is showing us in this small little verse is that every aspect of life points back to God. A Dutch theologian named Abraham Kuyper writes this: "There is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, 'Mine.'" You see, one thing I hope that I'm going to try and do in 2020 is see how all of my habits are interconnected and also affect my own spiritual relationship with God. And I'm not saying that I have a diet or a TV schedule or whatever to kind of promise you a perfect holistic life, but I think it's an invitation that we should all take to audit all of our habits, especially in quarantine, and see and think and ponder and pray, well, how is that affecting me spiritually? You see, one thing that I'm coming much more clear to realize is that in this pandemic in 2020, our true relationship with God is finally being revealed. We no longer can meet in the church. We no longer can serve. We no longer have programs to be attached to. And because of all that, it's essentially how we're doing with God. And what I've come to realize in my own life, as I faltered, as I'm drifting, as I feel distant from God, a question that has come to my mind is, well, has my relationship with God never really been a relationship? Has it been hidden with meeting with other people, serving at my church, True North, to you guys, preaching on a pulpit to live people and not just a camera? Are those the things that have really been feeding me rather than looking holistically, not just at my spiritual disciplines, but every aspect of my life? So I invite you with this verse to do the same, to take an audit of your life, to see in 2020 as clearly as we can, well, where really is our relationship with God and how does it affect every habit of our life? Are we eating healthy enough to sustain a healthy relationship with God? Are we sleeping enough to get enough time of rest to have a fruitful day for the Lord? So I hope with the time that we have, however longer this goes, that we can really do that, that we can audit we can ponder, read scripture, and just look through the schedules of our life and see, well, where can we adjust to increase our communion and relationship with Christ? Let's pray. Lord, for many of us, including myself, we feel so distant from you, we feel disconnected, but allow us to see how holistic our lives are, that every habit that we do is connected back to you. And if that's true, that we need to learn and transform all of our habits, our eating, our sleeping, our entertainment habits, our political habits, to be shaped by you and for you. We thank you that we have this life to live under your name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.